Welcome to Rope Access Tips, Trips and Chat, brought to you in conjunction with Fifth Point. As always, I'll be your host, Lee Greenwood, and I'd like to say welcome to this episode. This week, we're going to have a little chat about another scenario for training or assessment running along a similar line to the Singapore special. This one is called the French Connection with the Lebanese Introduction. Obviously, it's got a bit of a backstory where it got the name from, which I will chat about. But I'll have a look at what it is and how we set it up. But basically, this scenario pretty much ticks all of the rescues required for a level 3 assessment. A lot of the rope maneuvers, I think that all you're left with is a little bit of rigging, possibly at height, setting up some tension lines, doing some hauling and lowering, and a team exercise. So all of that can quite easily be covered in a team exercise after you do this. But first off, we'll have a look at the French Connection. Reason for the name, this was put together by Kieran Lebusque. Some of you may have listened to his episode. We had him in for an interview a while ago. Kieran's a IRADA assessor, used to do a lot of training, still out there working in heavy industry. He's back offshore working in gas and oil, and he came up with this one for an assessment day. And I'll run through the basics of what it is. So to start with, you're going to go up a double deviation. So you're going to go up a set of ropes past a double deviation. And then at the top of the double deviation on an I-beam, we have it set up at the top, there will be a casualty hanging on a short link. So because it's an I-beam, it'll be a wire sling with a single carabiner. And then there'll be another connection with a cow's tail. We normally put that into one of the anchors for the double deviation. So they're pretty high. Rescue the casualty off the short link, and then you're going to bring them down past the double deviation, straight rescue past the double deviation. Once you get below the double deviation, you're going to add two alpine butterflies in the rope. So we're going to look at passing some knots. I believe that when we give this, what we normally do is throw them some tape so they can identify and mark where the damage is. So the damage stays in the right place in the knot, or however they're going to bypass that. And then do the rescue past knots with the casualty. The deviation ropes are tied to another set of ropes, so about 2-3 meters apart. And they then undertake a rope-to-rope transfer with casualty. So tick in another box there. Once the casualty is over with you on that other set of ropes, you then connect the casualty to their chest ascender and a backup device, disconnect from them. You then undertake a crawl rescue, so rescue them off their chest ascender, and you rescue them, but you put them straight onto a descender. So you've done a lift to rescue them off their chest ascender, and you put them onto a descender. Once you've rescued them onto that descender, you then do a rescue onto you. So from a descent rescue, rescue them onto you, and then take them down to the ground. So just to run through that again, going up past the double deviation, rescue off of a short link, rescue past the double deviation with a casualty, stick a set of knots into the ropes, put some tape on it to indicate the damage, rescue past those knots, however that needs to be done, making sure the damage is maintained, isolated, rope to rope transfer with a casualty, put a casualty on their chest ascender and their backup, disconnect from them, rescue them off of their chest ascender onto a descender, rescue them from their descender onto you, and then come down to the ground. So that's a French Connection. It's a bit of fun. It's quite a good one. If you're doing a training course, you can do it at the end of the week, leave the ground once, and actually tick all those boxes. I have seen it given on assessment day on my last reset, whenever that was last year, I think that was, maybe the year before, can't remember. I did the French Connection as part of the course. We had a IRADA course Legends Week. There were 7 IRADA level 3s all revalidating, and we had a token level 1 going to level 2. That was Ali from Cairns Rope Access, serial level 1. She's been level 1 for 17 years, and we convinced her to do a level 2, and she's now out there running around with Cairns Rope Access with Tane up in Cairns, obviously working as a level 2. So we all had a go at that. Ali didn't, but she smashed it on a level 2. But then we've also got the Lebanese Introduction. This is added another element to it at the start. Reason for the name, Nathan Howard, good friend of mine who's up on the Gold Coast. Obviously, he's Lebanese, hence the name, Lebanese Introduction. He came up with this one just to tick a few more boxes. So before we do the French Connection, you need to do a vertical aid climb, climbing up 3.5 meters worth of anchors. You take some ropes with you to set up retrievable rigging, setting up a set of pull-throughs on a couple of the anchors, and you then descend down those. You've taken the ropes from the double deviation with you, so you can then do a rope-to-rope transfer across onto that double deviation, retrieve the ropes for the pull-through, and then you can go straight into the French Connection. So up past the double deviation, short link, rescue past the double deviation, add a set of knots, rescue past the knots, rope-to-rope transfer with a casualty. Casualty onto their chest ascender with their back up. Rescue them off their chest onto their descender. Rescue them off of their descender onto you and down to the ground. Boom, there you go. Maybe a 10, 15 minute, 20 minute exercise and you're ticking a lot of boxes for the assessment. Being an older guy in the industry now, been around doing rope access for over half my life now, it's a good one. Leave the ground once, go and tick all the boxes. Wouldn't recommend somebody jumping on assessment day and just giving it a crack straight out of the box. I'd definitely have a practice. There's a lot going on, breaking down all of the individual rescues. But that's the French Connection with the Lebanese Introduction. Let us know how you go out there. If you give it a crack, reach out to us on Facebook. You can find us, Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats. We're on Instagram as well. I've managed to set that up. Send me an email, lee@ratak.net. Be great to hear from you. Let us know how you go on that one. See if we can smash some times. When we've done it, we've been in a 8 meter high training facility, so that sort of distance we've been climbing up to the roof to get past it. In a shorter venue, it will be a little bit quicker. As always, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming in and having a listen. If you could do me a solid, let your friends know about the podcast. We're hitting some pretty big numbers on downloads. That's one of the reasons I'm back doing this. We've still been hitting good numbers, even though I haven't been putting many episodes out. And yeah, share it with your friends. Let us know how you go. But anyway, stay safe. I'll see you soon. Cheers.